Well, I think, in most football environments, managers like working, with their own people. Certainly with Liam now, he'd be very much part and parcel of what I like to do. He's been with me at Accrington and Chesterfield and obviously now at Portsmouth, so he'd be very much of someone I know really well and I enjoy working with. Ian will bring a different dimension, in terms of the sports science side of the game. I got to know Ian when I was working in Ireland. He was with Geoff Kenner as assistant at Galway and then went on to manage Dundalk. He's worked at Coventry City here. He's a very good worker. He's a hard-working lad, but also a very intelligent lad with a good football knowledge. So, I'd like to think he can bring different aspects to the game that I can offer. But between the three of us, we could, we can work well together.
Obviously, also this week, the news of Jed Wallace's departure. And I'm sure there'll be some fans disappointed to see him go. But when a championship club come calling for a star young player like that, you can't stand in the way, I suppose.
No. I had one brief meeting with Jed, and it was more a meeting about not trying to keep him and not trying to let him go. Just, to thank him for what he'd done and, to go with what his heart wanted to do. That was the gist of it. I think he's given the club great service. Probably a difficult time. He's been a massive shining light and, he's going to have a very bright future in the game. It would have been great for us all if he could have stayed. But I felt it was wrong for me at that time to try and persuade him to stay. I just felt it was right for him to be able to do what the kid felt was right. And, he's joined a great football club in Wolves and he certainly leaves with everyone's best wishes. And, we all certainly hope he goes on as a fantastic career.
And I know you probably can't be too specific about things, but are there add-ons in the deal? So if he did then get a big money move, Portsmouth would benefit?
I don't know a lot about Jed's deal, if I tell you the truth. It's been a bit of a whirlwind since I come in. So to go in the ins and outs, that would be probably down to Mark and Tony Brown at the club to tell people the details on things. I'm sure the deal's done in the best interest of Portsmouth Football Club. And from brief bits of things, I'm sure there is add-ons and sell-ons, etc. Yeah.
And Carl Bennett arriving at Fratton Park, what kind of a player is him and what can he bring to your squad?
Well, I think when any manager signs players, we'd like to tell everyone how good they are. I think the future will determine everyone's careers at Fratton Park. I think Kyle's a very bright young player. He's an intelligent player. He's good in possession of the ball. He can score goals. He can see a pass. And, if he has the right work ethic and the commitment to train hard like all footballers should do today, then there's no reason why he can't be a great success at Fratton Park. And there's a lot of hard work to be done behind the scenes because no talented boys with just talent won't be great players.
And can the supporters expect more additions in the coming days? How's the timeline progressing on more additions?
Not as fast as I'd like, probably. I'd love to give the supporters, a player a day, but sometimes it's just not possible. I think the most important thing now is that they know that we're all working as hard as we can to bring the right type of player to the club. Over the period of the next few weeks, I'm sure we'll see more signings. If we do, then fantastic. If we don't, it won't be for the lack of work going on behind the scenes. So I think when there's an announcement to make on signings, they'll be the first to know.